Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? This is the Debunker Boys, Ryan and Robert, playing the smackdown on the paranormal community.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a few minutes to get situated, lay things out, make sure we're all ready. You know, I got to pour my Cavassier before the show. You know, get a little drink going on. So we will be on in just a few minutes. Just enjoy the sound of Bret Michaels, Sounds of Set.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never gonna escape you. Love you so much, I hate you. I got to give it some. I let you in my head. I like you in my bed.
Man, we're excited to be here another week. You know, we got a few things. We got to shoot the shit. You know, fuck psychics.
Gypsy bitches. I'm
going to
use my gypsy magic on you, boy.
Magical.
You on the brain, your sound drives me insane. I like you when you scream.
Wanna cover you in ice cream? Yeah.
I like the soaking wet. I like the sound of sex.
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah.
I love the sound of sex. What about you, Rob?
I like the sound that makes the girls do be having this.
Oh, man. Since you're married, you must get it every night.
I get it every year.
Every year?
Once a year. Well, are you
once
counting
a year?
With her, or are you talking about myself? I get it every day by myself.
Oh, man, I bet you got to have some callous palms, don't you?
Oh, dude, they're actually quite smooth. You got to keep exfoliating them so it feels correct. Hey, dude, have you ever seen a hair made of light?
Seen a what?
Have you ever seen a refraction on a lens remind you of sex?
I don't see the correlation there, brother, but I guess if you do.
Well, you know, the light has skewed on the lens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The
person that sent us the picture that thinks there's physical warfare going on in their house.
Psychic warfare.
Oh, was it psychic warfare?
I don't know. It was some sort of shit. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. This is the Debunker Boys once again at it this week. We had a nice little vacation last week. I was in Indiana at a Halloween party. Oh, it was so much fun, scaring the hell out of some kids. I was dressed up as a creepy clown. What about you, Rob? What'd you do?
I hate clowns. Went to the Haunted Hoochie. Yeah, me and Pam went out for dinner for her birthday.
Is that a haunted strip club?
Yeah, I wish. Nah, it's Haunted Hoochie. It's like one of those local like scare houses, and it was pretty good this year, actually. It wasn't bad, except for I got the hell beat out of me by my wife. She slammed me up against walls and things were scaring her. I felt like a human moving fucking punching bag or something.
Where do they get the name Haunted Hoochie? Like,
I suppose the same way that we got our name. I have no clue. Well, I've asked them that, and they have
been doing it
20 years.
That's right. It's you guys are the Hoosiers, right?
Hoosiers? What the hell are you talking about? Well, Buckeye.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah, okay, all right.
You're a Hoosier.
Yeah.
I'm a Hoosier, eh? You know what I'm saying, eh?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's Idaho, isn't it?
Yeah, how about this? Listen. Yeah, this is the Hoosiers coming back, eh? We're the debunker Hoosiers. Does that sound good?
Well, we could be the debunker Hoochies.
Hold on. Yeah, this is the debunker Hoochies coming back at you, eh?
Why does every one of your voices have to have the A, like
Canadian?
Freaking Canadian. Yeah.
Because Canadians crack me up, man. Austin Powers is a Canadian. Yeah, baby, yeah.
You know, my buddy's Canadian, and he's always making Canadian jokes about how Canada is better than America. And, you know, honestly, I see the correlation, you know, how he's kind of right. I mean, they actually do have free health care up there. Everything is cheaper there.
I like it a lot, actually. And, you know, if I could uproot the whole family and go there, I probably would.
Yeah.
Because people are nicer, man.
They are very nice up there. Oh, my God.
Kind of creepy nice.
They actually... I know, they, like, you ask them for directions and they'll give you a back rub while they're telling you.
Yeah, no, or if you go, if you're eating lunch by the falls, and you sit down, and there's like two spots left beside you and you're on your honeymoon. Yes, this is from personal experience. Two old women will walk up and,
oh, hello, sweetheart. These spots are open. Can we sit beside you?
And then they'll start telling you their whole life story while you're trying to eat. And you just want to be left alone so you can go back to the bedroom, bone. But they won't shut up, you know?
Yeah. Well, what we're doing tonight is, you know, we already had a shoot the shit episode. Well, this is kind of a venting episode. This is... letting out a lot of pent-up aggression. That's what the show was created on, was kind of pent-up aggression and you know, a general discontentment with the whole paranormal community as a whole. And so now we're just going to kind of talk about that and how this... animosity turned into something positive that's going in a great direction that could turn profitable. Would you say, Rob?
Yeah, definitely could. How do we want to start this direction? In or out? Let's see.
Well, I always like to rim the hole a little bit before I go in.
Yeah, because you got to make the moisture around the shaft so it slides in kind of smooth.
You really do. Yeah, otherwise you get shaft burn, and that sucks.
Oh, or stick break.
Well, yeah, if you're going into a 12-year-old. But,
oh, wow,
dude.
Yeah, not me. Definitely
I can't believe
not
I just
me,
said
bro.
That.
Ooh. It's
kind of
gross.
It is.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's start about the narcissist that stuck to my door. Do we want to talk about why I I put that as the title.
Well, let's give a little background, okay? You ran Columbus Ghost Hunters, and you ran a team before that. What were they called?
There's a team named the same thing now. Well, kind of the same thing. Central Ohio Paranormal Society, but there's an actual Central Ohio Paranormal Society now. But I was running one with the same name, not knowing that they existed, and we kind of head-butted, but that's not the reason I stopped it. I stopped it because everybody decided that I was the only one that was going to buy equipment, and then everybody stopped coming around. So I founded Columbus Ghost Hunters with a really good friend of mine. Well, two really good friends of mine. Mike Redding and Tyler Bocook. Hey, I can say his name now because he's not a minor anymore. So, and it was founded strictly for scientific only methods of investigation. Basically, it was founded just like the Debunker Boys is founded, just for scientific measures. Do you want to say anything about this, or?
Well, that's kind of. Yeah, well, I knew about Columbus Ghost Hunters because of the ever so famous Mike Redding. Actually, he led me to believe that he was the one that started the group. Because back when I was with Ghost Joe's, we were running a radio show, Ghost Joe's Paratalk, I think it was called, and he called in and said that he was inspired to start Columbus Ghost Hunters because of our team Ghost Joe's, and the founder of our team was actually from Columbus, Ohio. So he was inspired by this news article that was on our team that had hit Columbus, and so he started his team, and he was going through his list of equipment that he was using, which was pretty much his iPhone and a ghost box, I think he said. So, but it was his team. I had heard of you a little bit, but didn't think you were anything. I just figured you were a tag along, I guess. And
how it worked was got rid of the other one, and I met Mike, and we hadn't quite. I hadn't quite come up with the Columbus Ghost Hunters name yet. I asked Mike if he wanted to go ahead and start investigating with me. And instantly, he was really into it. He has a big passion for the paranormal. And he decided to start, investigating. We investigated the University of Delaware, the college university up there, with
that's cool.
The other cops that I was speaking of. And but they were not the same name. Anyway, that was too long ago to think about. But so that night I came up with the Columbus Ghost Hunters, and they all agreed, that'd be great, I'd be like, you'll be the co-host or co-founder with me, and that's great and everything. And at that point I had already had over $1,000 worth of equipment myself that we used. Cameras and EMF detectors, and I even had a rigged ghost box, but then I stopped using them because I found them irritating. The Radio Shack one that just flips. It started to irritate me, so I just I stopped using it. I've actually still got it. It's really old, but of course, flashlights and two-way radios and just you name it. I had a lot of money invested in it from the previous. Obviously, from the previous ghost hunting group I had, so I just brought my stuff over there, and it was my stuff. So to answer the thing about him going on Ghost Joe's, I didn't even know about that, and it sounded like he was trying to kind of do it himself then, and that's kind of what happened. Now he started his own group because he went in a different direction. He started believing in more of a less scientific route, which, to each their own, that's fine, whatever. But my group was founded on scientific. It was his group until he decided he didn't want to be in it anymore. So
Now that head clash, that what kind of tension did that create in the group where he was trying to bring in psychics, do the oogly boogly magic stuff, and you were trying to find other evidence, but you were trying to find actual tangible evidence. How did that cause a little clashing?
Well, he would, I told him, I was like, that's fine, just don't let the client know that you're doing this, and then after we have our scientific evidence, then we can show the scientific evidence, and if you want to, you can talk about the psychic and this, that, and the other, which it never ended up being correct that way. There'd be previous things where clients would ask about psychics, which, I mean, that's their own prerogative or whatever, but basically it got to the point where Columbus Ghost Hunters was a fucking gypsy camp, so I got to the point where I couldn't stand it anymore, and I closed the shit down. I mean, like I said, I'm still friends with him. It's cool. He does things the way he wants to do them, and Tyler is being Tyler. He's 18 now, and he's working a lot, but he said he'll go on a investigation with me whenever. But he's with me on it, too. He just doesn't like that hoo-hoo-boo-boo, gypsy shit is what I call it. He calls it gypsy shit, too. So.
When you guys were finding evidence, like, how did you go about validating evidence? I know that there was some controversy with your evidence, right?
Oh yeah, there was always controversy with it. Like, I'd find something, and it was disregarded. He'd find something, we'd hear it, I'd say, yeah, that sounds good, let me analyze it. I'd analyze it, and if it was, in the right frequency range, I'd tell him it was in the right frequency range. And then, if I told him it wasn't in the right frequency range, it still was an EVP, either way. If I brought up a piece of evidence and I showed scientific proof that it was real, it was disregarded either way. So it was kind of, we were butting heads all the time, and there was no reason for it, because there's a way to look at any sound, any piece of sound, and tell if it's real or not real.
Oh my God. Oh, my dog keeps farting. It's horrible. He just farted again. I'm not kidding.
Then let peanut butter off your balls.
Oh my God. Woo, too much protein.
So it was kind of crazy. So we were butting heads and all the time, and then we decided to do a radio show. And then the radio show, every time I would start, talking about something that we had prefigured out, he would say I was talking over him, and I was actually having a whole conversation, and he would just change this conversation. So we stopped the radio show thing, and everything seemed to be getting pretty good. And then just all of a sudden, he started his group, which was, I'm fine with, whatever, because he wanted to do his own thing, which is cool, whatever, because he's into the psychics and the old age, not the new age, some people call it.
From what I heard, he's into sleeping with psychics.
Hey, man, everybody's got to get the pink. Ain't nothing wrong with pink, no matter where it comes from.
No, and it's even better if you do the pink than the stink. But,
but I was always scientific, and I kept getting it thrown in my face that I changed when I went on the Debunker Boys. I have not changed a bit, care what anybody says. I've always been a scientific person. I have never believed in what psychics had to say. There's a percentage of people out there that are good at what they do, but I still don't really... Well, yeah, but I go with the science, man. I mean, this is how I put it. What is the reason that we go out and do what we do? So we can prove something exists. going and taking a psychic into a house or having a psychic remotely view a house, which, yeah, I know a shitload about what psychics can do, sure, whatever, what they say they can do. But having a psychic remotely view a house and then saying the spirit's name's John and his sister's name's Jesse and they got killed in a fire in that previous house that was a block down the road and they decided to move into this house and this, that, and the other. What scientific proof do you have any of that shit exists? None. So
Hello?
How does that help the paranormal, you know, the people that are trying to prove the other side exists? How does that prove anything at all that it exists by doing that gypsy shit?
It doesn't.
And that's why what I founded Columbus Ghost Hunters on. That's what I founded Columbus Ghost Hunters on. And why me and you started Debunker Boys is we were getting sick of the complacency of individuals.
Well, before you go off on a tangent about the Debunker Boys, we're kind of skipping a little time frame. It almost seems that he kind of he was a control freak, like he was power hungry, and he wanted to take over Columbus Ghost Hunters, correct?
I guess you could say that. I offered it to him, but he didn't want it.
Really?
I didn't care. I was like, I'd rather be a friend with someone than lose a friendship over a club that's not even technically, you know, it's not even technically official. So I was like, but no, I mean, he wasn't that bad. But there at the end, he got pretty bad when he started his own stuff. And I was like, that's cool, dude. And I have a family, and I felt like, you know, if I didn't drop everything at the last second and go on a ghost hunt with him, it was like I was being a terrible person. That's how I felt.
Well, if you went along, then it was Columbus Ghost Hunters. But if he went by himself or with your other teammates, it was Reading Paranormal.
Yeah, and Tyler didn't like that at all. That's why he stopped going on ghost hunts with him.
Yeah.
So,
well,
he's still a friend, but probably not after this show. But whatever.
Yeah. He said up and down that he's a dedicated. Now was Mike into ghost hunting like his whole life or something like that? Because it almost sounds like he's had a lifelong history with dealing with spirits and this and that.
No, actually, right when I first met him and he started doing stuff with me with the Columbus Ghost Hunters, which was, when was that? 2008?
Really? 2008?
2007, 2008. Anyway, he met me. He's like, man, this is cool. Can I go ghost hunt with you? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then, you know, of course, we started it and everything. Before that, he told me he never did anything with. Why? Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I was. Yeah, it's what he told me. I don't know, you know, because he's was kind of. This is what I take from it, what he told me before. He kind of grew up, you know, in the religious thing, and I believe he's Catholic, and Catholic people don't believe in ghosts, do they?
No, they don't.
So most likely he started, you know, it might have been 2007. I don't know. Started ghost hunting around that time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I've been doing it since I was 15 years old, and I'm 37.
Yeah.
So, and I've definitely been doing it. You can ask any family member I have. I was even making EMF detectors back then from those little Radio Shack kits that you could buy. And they actually worked. It was pretty. I mean, it was the size of a friggin' VCR, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I got out of the military in 2000. The beginning, or was it 2000? Was it last year? Was it a year before? I don't. Anyways.
2 years ago.
God, has it been that long? But
yep.
when I got wow.
when I got out, I decided I was going to make a trip to see Mike because he, you know, he was always messaging me, you know, and that dude almost like, it almost seemed like he was worshiping me. Like every radio show he went on, he'd be like, Ryan Gazzardo, one of the best ghost hunters out there and this and that. And I'm like, you've never even met me, bro. But, that's besides the point. So I drove to Ohio to go meet him, and he wanted us to go to the Prospect place, which he talked it up this and that. Oh, my psychic said there are this many spirits. My psychic's supposed to be coming along and this and that. And I'm like, cool. I get to go to a place that's been on TV. Sounds like fun. You know, I wasn't too hot. You know, I was like, at this point, I was pretty much burned out with the whole ghost hunting thing. And we go in. I was pretty hyped and everything. First thing I did when we went inside and we started our, quote, investigation, which we didn't have much. I brought a video camera that I had, and Mike had his voice recorder. I think that's his digital camera. I think that's all we had. He really didn't have anything. And I instantly went upstairs and started a lone provoking session in the attic, where supposedly there's devil worship and this and that, and didn't get anything. I came back downstairs after an hour, and we were supposed to be ghost hunting at this point. Mike was ordering a pizza, and he seemed very intent on getting this pizza and this and that, and that seemed to be his focus. I took him upstairs, and he was upstairs for a little while, and he goes, man, maybe we should just wait. And he went back down to the, you know, the front living room area. And, of course, I kept going around. I'm like, Mike, I kept having to almost like, I kept having to motivate him. Like, Mike, let's go up here. Mike, let's go in here. Let's go down into the basement, Mike. Come on. And he, I think he was texting his girlfriend at the time or something like that. And he kept, he just kept going back down to that room just to sit and chill. And then we ate our pizza and everything, and it got so boring because there was nothing going on in the place. Like, the place is not haunted. I don't know why they hyped it up to be haunted or anything, but it's not
beautiful
haunted.
House, though.
What?
It's a beautiful historical house, though. I've been there.
It's gorgeous. And I wish they would restore it, you know, and open it up as a museum. But yeah, it's not haunted. And then when we were down in the basement, I was doing a provoking session trying to get something. And I started, you know, that was the slave quarter, or where they hid the slaves during the Underground Railroad. Well, to try to provoke, I started using the N-word and started singing slave chant.
Nigerian.
Yeah, but, but, you know, and Mike got pissed at me. He's like, man, don't be saying that stuff, man. I'm like, dude, you know, we're trying to collect evidence. How can you collect evidence if you don't try controversial stuff in kind of a fringe field? So he just, for someone who says he's a dedicated paranormal enthusiast, he wasn't exhibiting it.
Almost like he was waiting on someone to come there, possibly, or...
I don't know.
It was just
It was just us two.
How much did that cost for just two people to rent the whole place out for a night?
I think it was like $50 a person. That's it.
Huh. Pay $50 to hang out somewhere all night? I guess it'd be a good hotel
stay.
Yeah. That's a cheap-ass hotel, bro.
Yeah. It was uncomfortable as shit. I mean, they did have a couch in there. but it was really dusty and everything. And
they're working on it. I've actually met the owner of it too. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I mean, he lives there, and he's like, yeah, there's no ghost here. But Mike was like, no, there's spirits here. My psychic, and when we were on our way up there, the psychic, cause she was supposed to be coming, and then she, I don't know, she was having some boyfriend issues or something like that, and he was talking about she had, like, he had given her, like, herpes or something like that. I don't know. But it was like drama-filled. It was ridiculous. But not once, I was there for, what, 2-3 days? Not once did Mike bring you up. It was all about, you know, Mike. And then we got back, and Mike put me into this Voxer messaging where there was this girl that he was supposedly, like, sleeping with or something like that, and you, me, and Mike. And you know, me and you just started shooting the shit a little bit, and then we started messaging on the side because of this girl starting some stupid drama. And, you know, we realized, you know, we're a lot alike, you know, in our views on the paranormal and everything. And that's when we started, what was it called? Unofficial Portal?
Yeah, it still exists.
Yeah,
it still exists. We neglect the shit out of it.
I'm, you know, the only thing I really do on Facebook is, like, watch funny cat videos and play the games. But,
so you watch pussy and play games. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Who's
but,
the guest in
you
our
know,
chat room, I wonder?
I don't know. We've got, actually, are you in the chat? Okay, you're in the chat
room.
Yeah,
I'm in the chat.
But, we've had a couple of them come in. But anyways, we started that unofficial portal page, and guess who decided to start posting their evidence on there, even though we had specifically said on that page, do not post evidence unless you have some sort of backing on it, and you are not afraid to have it ripped apart, and we are going to scrutinize it. And, Mike posted his videos, him standing in his bedroom going, spirits, come touch me. And it was a bunch of dust particles flying around him. And we kept saying, Mike, don't post your stuff unless you got some backing, unless you can, you got some tests that you've done to either prove or disprove your own stuff. And
I remember
he got
that,
all huffy
we actually
puffy.
Gave him tests, or you gave him tests to do, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, we said, stand in there, put your arms out like you did in the first video, but don't say anything, and see if the supposed spirits still fly around you. And I air quoted that, spirits. And he wouldn't do it. He's like, man, we're like, don't post anything unless it's got backing and you're not afraid to have it scrutinized. And he goes,
yeah,
because
I even
goes,
deleted something my mom posted because she didn't back evidence on it.
Yeah. And he goes, man, I can post whatever I want. I said, why? And he goes, because I'm Mike Redding. I said, what makes you so special? And I said, what makes you so special? And he goes, bro, because we're bros. He's like, you cannot question my evidence. I said, why not? I question my own evidence. Everybody questions their evidence. Why can your evidence? He goes, because I'm me, bro. I'm like, what is so special about you? And he just got so
I never heard
so
about that conversation.
Up. You didn't?
No, I know that you guys are headbutting over the evidence, and I just tried to stay out of it. But I did tell him that, you know, you can't post anything unless you. And I gave him, you know, what I mean, like post a video side by side, one with you saying it, and one with you not saying anything. That would be, you know, that would be your scientific test. And, you know, I explained what hypothesis was and statement and all that on a scientific level, because that's what that was about. I mean, we had a friggin' physicist speaking in there with us, and we were trying to keep that as scientific as possible, and that's what I said to him, and then he got mad at me and wouldn't talk to me for like a week, and then all of a sudden, that girl, I'm not going to say her name, jumps on there and starts flirting with you, and then he gets mad and says, you're not my friend anymore, you're messing with my girl. That kind of shit started to happen. I do remember that.
Yeah, oh my God, that was so retarded, because she was messaging me because he had broken up with her or something like that, and she was all pissed off at him, and she was so afraid that he was creating, like, other profiles to message her and watch her through and everything.
When she she was the one doing that to him. I come to find out, but, you know, I'm like, what the
really?
Fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, she said she had deleted like 50 profiles on her friends list that were his. And so, you know, we were messaging back and forth a little bit and stuff, and then Mike got all huffy and puffy, or she actually went to him and said that I was flirting with her. And I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" So that was like kind of our falling out, and then you and I created the Debunker Boys, and then he started getting upset about that. But,
because I changed,
you know,
and I never changed. I have not changed one bit. I have grown as a scientist, an amateur one, but still as a scientist and a paranormal, whatever you want to call me. People say ghost hunter. I don't hunt ghosts. I look for the truth behind a scientific.
You're an envisionist.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an anomaly. This thing called paranormal is an anomaly that people don't understand. So automatically it comes from the unknown regions of death. And in most instances, this stuff can be explained through science, and it's nothing more than a chemical imbalance in your brain making you think a certain particular way, or making you think that something is occurring and it is actually not occurring. If it was in a controlled area, then you could prove if it was real or false. And these, you know, and that's all I was stating is, don't drop evidence if you can't back your shit. And from intelligent to I digressed again. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Oh, people at work think
God,
I'm crazy
speaking
for that
of,
shit.
Speaking of shit, my dog. Oh. There goes another dog fart. Oh, my God.
The guest left.
That is distracting.
3752. I have a pretty good idea who that was.
You think it was him?
Yeah, it was probably Brad Kling.
You think so?
Yeah.
I wish Rob Demarest would listen in, but he's asleep right now. You know,
he's banging 20 hookers or something.
He doesn't need to get hookers, man. That
I think
dude
he's
is
married,
sexy.
Isn't he?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. If I was
like
a woman, I'd sleep
homosexual.
With him. Hey, that's okay. You know what? I'm not gay or anything, but unicorns are fucking awesome.
The gays are alive with music. They fart rainbows and drink cappuccino.
That's a myth. But
hey, there's a pot of gold on the other end of that rainbow. Either that or a flaming homosexual. Hope you find the right side first.
Oh my goodness. So I mean, like, I love the Debunker Boys and everything, and what do you love about the Debunker Boys so much? Is it
that
you get to be
just
yourself?
Like what I started. Well, yeah, and I can actually, you know, like, let's see. If I find a piece of evidence and I have the scientific backing to back it, and I drop it on there, it can't be ripped apart because that's what we're about, science. Don't have to keep repeating myself like, that's not real, that's not real, that's not real, that's not how we do stuff. We decided this when we started this. It hasn't changed a bit because we're not going to change because we've evolved as investigators. We haven't evolved. We haven't devolved or, you know, went backwards.
Yeah, but people still get pissed off at us. People still post shit and we pull it apart and we say, no, sorry, you don't have a ghost here. And they go, what do you know about it?
That's
kind of what we do.
Yeah, but those same people, when they come to the realization, when they become a seasoned ghost hunter or whatever you want to call us, amateur scientist, or actually we're not amateur because it's an empty field, so whatever. So when those same people get to the same place we are in understanding how things work and the quantum mechanics
mm-hmm.
and the physicalities of how things work in real life, when they get there, then they're going to go, oh, those guys were right.
Mm-hmm.
And then by then we will be brain gods, so it won't matter.
Well, I love your enthusiasm and your positive look at all this, and your I can't call it a dream because a dream is what happens at night; it's a vision. But an amazing person that actually kind of works for us, Michelle Montour. She's kind of like our undercover investigator, somewhat. She posted this on the Debunker Boys. She goes, "You guys should see this childish crap happening by an admin in Paranormal Unity. That para-unity shit, oh my God, I am so tired of hearing those words." And I will not lie, like when I got a boner when Rob Demarest was on our show and he was talking about that, how much he hated that word para-unity. I'm like, God, he's like my brother or something like that. But yeah, Paranormal Unity. He goes, she says, a piece of junk that wasn't even paranormal was posted by a psycho admin's mommy. And when I commented that it wasn't really right to post it, tantrum by admin in all caps, deleted comments because she just didn't like them, and then banned me. Incredible. Where do they find these people? Not a swear word was said, not a hostile word spoken, but if she didn't like it, tantrum banned. This is how junk gets into the community. Bratty children at the gate. That's you know, there's the trend seems to be getting more and more popular for people to just, you can literally make up anything you want and preach it, and you're going to have idiots follow you and be like, oh yeah, you're totally right. And one person speaks up and says, no, this is retarded, this is stupid, you're, I don't know where are you getting this found, this basis from? And they're like, how dare you, and this and that, and you need to have an open mind, and I had that problem so many times. And then what do? They delete your comments, they ban you from the page, so they can go on with their happy, merry life of feeding bullshit.
If anybody posts anything on the Bunker Boys, I never delete it. That's our policy. We don't delete anything, even if they're being stupid and childish and ignorant, because when you have a higher thought process, people destroy themselves. So if someone comes onto our show or onto the Demonka Boys and says, you guys are a bunch of dumb, stupid son of a bitches, whatever, don't know what the hell they're talking about, I'm going to leave that on there. And you can't delete it once you put it on. Once it's there, what, a day, you can't delete it? Or if we set it to where you can't delete it, it stays forever. So when the next paranormal person that comes through there and they're like, oh, I know that guy. Man, there's something wrong with that guy. He posted that. That's kind of rude. So me, I look into the future. I see, well, there's this, like you said, bratty child with an administrative right or whatever, posting stuff here and there and then banning us because they don't like what they hear, which is the truth. People don't want to hear the truth. The truth drives them insane. And if it wasn't for people getting revved up and flipping out like that, I know this sounds bad, but it kind of keeps me going a little bit. Because, you know, I like when people belittle themselves. I think it's like, it's almost like watching a comedy act to me. When someone just drops evidence and then says, oh, this is a ghost, this is this, and doesn't say, okay, guys, what do you think this is? And then we say what it is, and they're like, okay, thank you. That's being humble, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to get off of all the paranormal pages on Facebook because I was tired of that shit. Like, people would post a picture. They would, like, take a picture of a corner in their room and be like, I just randomly took this picture and look at the ghost in it. It's like, for one thing, why the hell are you just randomly taking a picture of a couch in your house or something like that? You know, something's not adding up. And another thing, and then they get a list of comments, people saying, oh, I see a little child wearing a blue dress and this and that and looks scared. You know, another person will say, look, I think it might be a demon. You need to get your house exercised and stuff. I'm just sitting there going, what? Like, where the hell are they getting all this?
Well, this goes controlled thought. You know how on Halloween people go to the haunted houses, the ones you pay for?
Yeah.
Not like, you know, Prospect Place, the ones you pay for. I'm sorry, I had to say that. No, the ones you pay for. So you go to that because you want to be scared, right? And you leave and you're not scared anymore. Or you go there because you want entertainment. Well, some of these people, they see stuff and they like to make a comment to make themselves feel like they know or feel better about themselves. These are people that have had problems in their life and they're not understanding stuff, or they don't, you know, or they really aren't that intelligent. I'm not trying to make myself sound like a pompous ass, but there's a lot of non-intelligent people out there. So they'll post stuff like, oh, well, this is the reason this is like this. And then if someone says something, they throw a tantrum. Because like when you're a child and you got the Barbie doll and, you know, the chick's got the Ken. Wait, I said that backwards. But anyway, and, you know, one pulls one from the other. They throw a fit, you know, like, why did you take my Barbie? It's the same thing. You're taking something from them during their playtime.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? It's the same
thing.
You're one of the children to them that is being rude during their playtime. I take it serious. I don't take it like it's not a game to me, but it's a game to the paranormal community. And that's why we're laying the smack down. I'm sick of it. I'm done with the complacency and the ignorant people that just drop their load anywhere they can at any time. I just think it's
stupid. where does this false image come from that suddenly they are a paranormal god or something like that, that they know what this is and stuff? Like, listen up, people. If you're out there listening, take this for what it's worth, okay? This is still an unknown field. Stop with the bullshit classifications, trying to say this is a demon, this is an angel or stuff. Those are both fabrications of mythology, okay? Stop with the classifications and just try to capture new evidence. Find innovative ways of collecting new evidence. Evidence that keeps this field going in a positive direction, okay? And before you go out buying, you know, spending $5,000 on equipment, know how it works, okay? And
take
for
a class
God's
for college,
sake,
it's for $100.
Yeah, stop, okay, your iPhone does not have a magical aperture that it can somehow see the spirit world that your naked eye can't. The camera lens sees exactly what the human eye can, okay? It is not some magical device that can see spirits. Spirits do not show up on your iPhone pictures.
The only difference between a camera and a person's eye is the camera can pick up stuff faster. So the flash must be running around your ass or something.
Well, it's like this. Anybody that wants to challenge this and give me some sort of magical iPhone picture, then do it. I would love to be proven wrong, but I guarantee I'm not going to be. There are no iPhones out there that can capture spirits, images of spirits that our eyes can't. Stop with the classification.
Jason, who? Talking about Sudbury.
What's he say? What'd he say?
He asked me, "Have you been removed from a group recently?" Question. A paranormal group? Question. Not I, but the fly. Brian has been though, right?
What do you mean?
He should call in.
Yeah. Well,
you were just removed from one, wasn't you?
Well, Ghost Joe.
Wait, were
Ghost
you just removed from a group recently? A paranormal group? What do you mean removed? Oh, wait a minute.
That's
you...
why. Okay. He thinks that the reason we're talking about all this is because you got kicked out of a group, so you're talking shit about a group. No, that is not what's happening. We're just tired of these Napoleons in the paranormal community who think they're hot shit when really they're not. They have no idea what the hell they're doing. I mean, you know, if it looks like a turd, it smells like a turd, it's a turd.
Well, if anybody wants to say that I was removed from Columbus Ghost Hunters, I can bring it right back up on Facebook in 10 seconds to prove that it was mine.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And I said I own an admin numerous groups. I thought I saw that you were removed from a group. Say re-add. Someone removed me from a group.
I've been
who that
removed
was.
From a bunch. Oh.
Yeah, tonight. I wonder who that was.
What group was it?
He says he's an admin over a whole bunch of different paranormal pages, and someone removed me.
Really?
Obviously, I don't care because I didn't even notice. Funny. Let me look.
God, another dog fart. Wow, Coda, go somewhere else.
Haunted Holiday Universal. No, I'm in all of them. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't see anything wrong.
Well, anyways.
Just stop being stupid, right?
Pretty much. You know, this whole... I guess if you talk, you know... Mike would make a great salesman. He really would.
Great advertisement person. Always has been.
Amazing, you know. He's great at promotion and everything like that. But the only problem is, Mike, I'm going to say it straight out. You are promoting bullshit. Okay? Name one case that you have gone on that you have actually... help the spirits cross over and give us some sort of proof that you have helped the spirits cross over.
Oh,
because
it's different. That's two different fields. We're talking about two different fields. We're talking about spiritualists and then we're talking about ghost hunting. You can't have them in the same field. It's two different things. Disclosure, yeah, it's the truth on aliens, alien abductions, and UFOs, UFOs and other paranormal.
Well, it's Well, I remember he was always saying that crap. He was like I help spirits cross over and everything like that. And I tried to be friends with him for the longest time, but it got so difficult because he was always talking about that. I'm helping spirits cross over. I'm helping spirits cross over. Then it got to the point where he goes, yeah, I actually, Paul Walker, I got Paul Walker through my ghost box. I'm like, what? You know, this guy, like, he's like this was the day after Paul Walker died, and he goes, Paul Walker communicated with me through my ghost box. I'm like, oh my God, dude. You know what it is? It's a scanning radio, so obviously it's going to pick up radio stations. And if it's just after Paul Walker just died a tragic death, guess what? People are going to be talking about it on the radio.
Did you get kicked? Did you get kicked out of an alien show or website?
I'm not sure.
All right, back to Paul Walker. Yes, Paul Walker's name would have been all over the radio at the time. So yeah, it could have come up. Definitely.
I'm still part of Columbus Ghost Hunters. Which I'm posting our radio show. I'm getting it everywhere. But what were you saying about
Jason?
You know, spiritualism. You were saying something about spiritualism and ghost hunting.
Well, there's spiritualism and ghost hunting, and some people will start out ghost hunting, and then they'll end up being shamans, you know, or whatever. They'll become shamans, become a person that crosses over spirits, and then they've got it confused. They think they're still ghost hunting at that point. You're not, because you're not using your science. Ghost hunting is all about scientific stuff. And the leading people of this field that's still in its infancy, all of them do scientific method. No one walks around with a psychic doing it. Those are spiritualists, people that go and clear houses and homes, priests, priestess, like for, let's say, Wiccan, that use sage and use different things to clear the house and this, that, and the other. That is spiritualism. That is not ghost hunting. And I can prove that. I mean, because if you look at how many ghost hunters do you know that go in themselves, well, you know one, but go in themselves and clear houses with sage and this, that, and the other, and then keep doing the scientific stuff. They don't. They end up moving on to being spiritualists, and that's basically what, you know, Mike, and I'll always say he's my friend, but that's basically what he's done. He has a group that is a paranormal group, but it's no longer a ghost hunting group. It's no longer a scientific group at all. There's no science about it. The only thing that's scientific is he uses a box that jumps around and picks up, you know, voices from radio stations or frequencies, you know, whatever you want to call it. And a person's perception and belief is all they have, right? So if he believes that and he wants to be a spiritualist, he can be a spiritualist. But you can't post stuff on ghost hunters or scientific pages and then get pissed when someone debunks your shit as a spiritualist. Because personal things that happen aren't scientific. The only thing that's scientific is if you run a scientific controlled experiment and then you have mm-hmm. two pieces of evidence coinciding with each other. That's the only, I mean, if you look up scientific methods, it says that. And that's what I've been trying to explain to people is there's spiritualism and then there's scientists or science. And people are getting them mixed up, and that's what me and you need to fix.
Yeah. Well, you know, I still say teach their own on the whole subject, but it's really sad, and I just can't stand the claims out there. How do you cross a spirit over? I asked him that many times. How do you cross a spirit over? Well, you tell them to go towards the light. Well, if it was that easy, don't you think they would have done it by themselves?
Like priests or ministers, they believe, not priests, ministers, they believe that the person doesn't know they're dead. And or shamans or spiritualists, they believe the person doesn't think they're dead. So when you tell them to go to the light and you say, oh, you've passed away, all of a sudden a spirit that's been around for 200 years walking around wondering why no one's talking to them, because they're so ignorant they don't understand anything, then that crosses them over. That's why my scientific mind thinks it's horseshit. But whatever, they can believe what they want to believe, but stay the hell off my website.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Does he make money doing this, or does he do it pro bono?
Who are you talking
about? Anyone who claims to be able to cleanse a house.
The demon, what are they called? You know the demonologist people? There's something called demon hunters or demon cleansers or something. They charge $250 to do it remotely. And $2,500 to come in the house and do it. And
what?
People pay the shit. Yeah. Me and remember.
You're kidding.
No, you remember Jerry Williams? He was pissed because people were doing that. They were charging people for remote cleansings. He said it was horseshit, and he was really, really upset about it. We need to have him back on the show to talk about that.
And people were paying this.
Yeah, they pay it. Yep.
$250 to remotely cleanse.
To remotely cleanse and guaranteed or your money back. And then when people would try to say it didn't work, they just wouldn't respond to them.
Wow.
Or they would say,
dude,
well, it's because you're living the wrong kind of lifestyle. Read the fine print.
Where are these people located?
Demon doctors. That's what they're called. They're all over Facebook, bro. Demon doctors.
Demon
doctors.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Demon doctor, Dr. J. Dodd. Demon docs, demon of OC doc, demon of curse doc, doc demon, Dr. Strange. Man, Jason's
hooking
me up. He's adding me to a whole bunch of UFO websites.
Really? I can't find it.
Just type demon doc, D-O-C.
Demon doc, Eyes of the Paranormal. TV with demon doctors. What? Are you kidding me?
No. Well, you go to the website on Google and they'll charge you.
Physicians as serial killers. Oh, I'm finding demon... I still can't find it, but anyways, we're over our mark. It's about time to say good night. Listen, everyone out there, let's leave you with this. Don't get a big head in this community, because it's going to get you nowhere. Someone somewhere is going to shut you down. And when you have two celebrities who have been on television shows, who actually were the hosts of the shows, actually personally trash talk you, maybe you should rethink what you're doing. So don't get a big head.
In everything you do in life. Humble about everything that is told to you. You need to listen to what a person says to you, even though you may know they don't know what they're talking about, because sometimes they do know what they're talking about. That's my word of advice. Be humble.
Humility
humble
gets you a long way.
Yes, it does. It gets you, even in work, it'll get you a management position. It'll get you lots of things. It really will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right,
brother.
Let people believe what they want, and then, you know. Well,
definitely.
Close this bitch with a good song, bro. All
right.
Are the bodies going to hit the floor, or are we going to listen to something gay again?
Something gay? What do you want to close it with? How about...
Smoke that grass and smack that ass.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead and do the exiting song, I Have to Go. So have a great night, everyone. Listen up next week. Hopefully we'll have something really cool for you. Can't promise anything, but just you never know what you're going to get with the Debunker Boys.
Peace out.
Peace. One, two, one.